This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, and I'm here to explore things that have to do with a nonprofit and a pickle. And we're here with...
Hi, I'm Andrea Wasco from QuickPickleKit.com.
And I'm Megan Gilbert from QuickPickleKit.com.
How interesting. I knew you guys were involved in a nonprofit, but when I subsequently learned it had a vehicle that's a pickle, that just got me. What is that all about?
So the way that we came up with the product is I moved out here from Pennsylvania in 1987. And I was a little bit homesick. You know, I didn't know anybody in California. And I longed for my mother's pickles. She made the best pickles. And there were recipes that had been in my family for over 100 years. And so when I moved out, she was shipping me cases of this very heavy homemade pickles. And it was quite expensive. I said, you know, Mom, there must be a way I could make pickles. And she said, well, you could make them yourself. You know, you boil the jars and boil the brine and do this. And at the time, I was working for a medical company, a startup, so I didn't have time to do the laborious process of making pickles that way. So I investigated a way that we could shorten the process and combine them. So we actually challenged the USDA canning and pickling standards that have been around since the late 1800s and early 1900s and developed a process that gives you, first of all, a safe pickle, but stays crispy and crunchy and is all natural.
And are these all cucumbers or whatever you want?
When people think of pickle, they think of cucumber.
Yeah,
that's the most common.
I would do that.
Yeah. But you can actually pickle any vegetable.
Right.
You can pickle fruit.
Carrots.
Herring. You can pickle pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. We had a diver that pickled kelp. And so you can pickle any vegetable with Quick Pickle Kit.
Interesting. And Megan, you've been involved since day one?
I have been, yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the most fascinating and rewarding part that you would first tell me about the Quick Pickle Kit and the nonprofit connection?
For me, it's a kind of like a kit for dummies. You know, what Andrew was saying is a very laborious process. And the lifestyle that we have, along with many of our friends, is we don't have that much of time. And we want something quick that we just grab and something healthy. That's the important part, was having something that was healthy and that filled you up. So I think that was important to me, that Andrea, she was able, with her mom, was able to come up with these recipes and the process, mm-hmm. that you can just have a healthy product in 3 days.
That's half of the equation. You've got a great product, something that's fun that everybody can do in their kitchen, whether they're a chef or not. But again, my curiosity has everything to do with the nonprofit aspect.
Okay, so I've always believed in corporate philanthropy and finding ways of giving back. And so we sell our product on Amazon, but we also wanted to find a way of giving back. So the nonprofit connection is, we looked at our product and said, why don't we donate 10% of our sales to organizations that we choose? So every year we go through and find nonprofits that resonate with us, because nonprofits really need to raise funds. And this is kind of a passive way that they can raise funds. And then we also decided, last year we helped fund school gardens. So we donated money to grow and plant school gardens. And so this year we decided, why don't we take it a step further? They still need to maintain those gardens. So we have one school that was doing a fundraiser, selling the kits, and they actually kept all of the profits. So that'll help fund their school processes. And because, as you know, a lot of the schools and teachers are spending a lot of their own money to fund the projects that they believe in. And so we just had a teacher that said, yeah, I believe in what you're doing. And so we have the two aspects of supporting nonprofits. One would be, we donate 10% of our sales directly to the nonprofits when people make a purchase on our website. And then we also, schools or nonprofits can use the kits as a fundraising tool and keep the profits themselves.
Deconstruct the Quick Pickle Kit. What exactly do you get?
Okay. So with the Quick Pickle Kit, it's a comprehensive kit. It has everything that you need except for the vegetables to make pickles that are ready to enjoy in 3 days. So the kit comes with a 2-liter, which is a half-gallon jar. It comes with a reusable gasket. The jar that we use is a European glass jar that's very durable and you can keep reusing. And then it comes with 3 starter packets of seasonings. I think that somebody mentioned that dill was their favorite flavor of pickles.
That would be me.
Okay. So it does come with 3 packets of seasonings to do your first batch of dill pickles. The other part of it is it comes with a comprehensive workbook. We call it kind of an instructional booklet, but cookbook. And we walk you through how to make a safe pickle, the ingredients to use, which vegetables are best with each recipe. So in the booklet, we have recipes for sweet pickles, we have mustard pickles, we have dilly green beans, any type of vegetable that you want to pickle. So it's a 44-page comprehensive recipe instructional booklet. So that's everything in a kit, and then you just add your fresh vegetables, and 3 days later, it's quick, simple, and all natural.
You might want to also mention, after you make your first batch, you want more.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, you've got the sampler, and now I've run out. Where
what
do I go?
Do, yeah. Right? So we came up with what's called spice packet refills. Again, what Andrew was mentioning is we have flavors of a sweet, we have bread and butter, and then also dill. And then each spice packet, it actually comes with 3 individual packets, blended packets, I should say, that you can continue to make 3 additional batches. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I like my pickles spicy. So what I tend to do is when I make my own pickles, I actually add in peppers, hot peppers, or more garlic, you know, or if I want more dill, I'll do that as well. So it's very customizable. You just make it to the taste that you like.
Very cool. So there's an evolutionary process for your new pickle addicts that you recruit.
Yeah, and also with the spice packets, you can use them with your own process at home. So the recipes that we use have been in my family for generations, over 100 years. And so if you say, I really like your pickles, but I don't mind boiling the jars and boiling the brine and doing the process, you can just buy the spice packets and use your own jars at home and your own recipes and canning methods.
How about some stories from some of the people that you've hooked on the process?
Well, some of the people that we've hooked on the process, maybe it's the people that have hooked us. I always say, if you pickle it, I'll try it. Which we had one friend that was an avid diver in the Bay Area, and he liked to pickle seaweed. He said, yo, seaweed, I think this will be great. And I said, okay, you pickle it and I'll try it. And so he did pickled seaweed. So that's one of the ones that we've had that has been a little different, you know, a unique one. But what's nice is every culture does canning and pickling. And I think, you know, I'm from the Midwest. My background's Eastern European. We came together over food, you know, and even though sometimes we've been in different countries where we don't speak the language with people, if we can share a meal, we're sharing food together and we have a commonality of it. So that's the cross-cultural aspect of it as well.
And again, the reason it was universal had to do with survival pre-refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Talk to about that dynamic.
So that's true. Preservation, whether it's been, you know, salting of meats, was a way that was used as preservation. And we used it as preservation. When I lived in, you know, I grew up in Pennsylvania. When the garden came in, it was literally feast or famine. And when the feast came, you had to do something with it. So the choice was either do you waste the vegetables that took so much effort to grow, or do we can them and pickle? And so we would do the traditional canning and pickling. We would literally jar them. We would put them into our fruit cellar. We had a fruit cellar. But we would have to wait 3 to 6 months before we could enjoy them because the flavors just would not meld well. We lived off the produce, the summer produce, throughout the winter months.
Okay, Megan already confessed to being a spice addict.
Yeah.
So how about you? What's your favorite? If you could go home and pickle something, what would your choice be and what would you do?
So, you know, I like the dill pickles. I really do. You know, and I like doing a mixture. I call it the 3 C's. I like doing cucumbers, carrots, cauliflower with lots of garlic. And that's really my go-to. What's nice also is pickles are really trendy right now. They've been trendy, but they're especially trendy right now because it's a low-sodium snack. Using our quick pickle kit, it's a low-sodium snack, which a lot of people are trying to watch salt in their diet. It's also very satiating, so you can eat a lot of pickles and get full, but not have a lot of calories because you're really eating fresh vegetables. So I would say dill is my go-to. Also, I'm an outdoors person. I'm an avid hiker, and so I take pickle juice in my bottle because pickle juice is the new sport drink.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and there have been several sports teams that have used pickle juice as their secret ingredient to have their, you know, have the performance of their team.
I love it. Okay, let's dilate the lens for a moment of your guys, your lives, and what drives you. And when I first met you, you had mentioned the Bioneers mm-hmm. and that greater good aspect of your lives beyond the pickle.
We do have a fiscal sponsor because one of the parts of our program that we like to do is not only do we like to, you know, sell quick pickle kits and give back to nonprofits, but we also like to teach kids how to cook. You know, I grew up cooking. I was 4 years old, and I would stand beside my mother, and I'd stand on a chair because I couldn't reach the stove yet. But a lot of kids today may or may not grow up with, you know, pickling or canning or even cooking. And so Bioneers is one of our fiscal sponsors so that we can receive grant money. And that allows us to go into schools and to teach kids about pickling and canning and also reducing food waste, because the vegetables that are maybe seconds or less pretty can be pickled. We always say, if it's not as pretty and you don't want to put it on your table, chop it up and make a pickle out of it. So that's one of our aspects. But, you know, I've been blessed. I've been fortunate in life. And, you know, I've always believed in being able to give back to others. And so this is just one way that I'm able to do that.
Do you ever do presentations on the California Central Coast?
Yeah, we do. In fact, we did one at the Health and Fitness Fair, and some of the people who came up were two of the local celebrities from The Amazing Race. And so they were there, and we had some pictures with them because, as I mentioned, the pickling and canning aspect of it and using pickle juice as a sport drink. The other part of it is not wasting anything. With the pickle juice, you can use them in, they're using them now on trendy cocktails and mocktails. And so Bloody Marys, we have some chefs that are using the kit pickling vegetables, maybe a green bean, carrots to use in their Bloody Marys. And then they're using the pickle juice as an ingredient in it. So mixologists and chefs, that's another area that we're focusing on as well.
I love it. To learn more, website and tutorials?
Yeah, we do. It's quickpicklekit.com. So again, that's quickpicklekit.com. And then you can also check us up, you know, on social media. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have a very active blog. So if you want to learn a little bit about the nonprofits that we support, or if you'd like to submit your nonprofit for consideration for this year, you can go onto the blog or onto our website, and we're happy to consider it. My name is Andrea Wasco.
And my name is Megan Gilbert.
Megan, Andrea, thank you so much. You got me out of a pickle. I love it. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.